Now, Rambam in the beginning talked about that part of Torah. There's a minimum performance and there's a maximum performance. Then he gets into Midos. Midos exists for the Rambam on two very, very important layers. And that is, and they're tied in together. And Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, everything he does is built on his father's system of thought. Midos is very essential. First of all, there's a basic machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. And that is, there's a mitzvah, mahu chanun afata chanun. We learn our midas that we're mechuyiv on from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed and rachmin, etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chanun, we have to be chanun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmin, we have to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gomel chasun, we have to be gomel chasun. Number one. However, the Ramban writes that the chiyuv is, it's not what I become as a person, it's the activities I must do. Mahu kover samesim, mafata kover samesim, mahu marbushan, mafata marbushan. It doesn't extend to the human neshama itself. Ramban writes, no. And even who? The mitzvah is to become a chanun, not only to do chesed, to change your personality that you become a bal chesed, you become a bal rach. That's who you are. It's not just what you do, it's who you are. And the Rambam writes in a number of places, Bechira chofshis applies to anything and everything. And what does that mean? That means I can change my personality to become the personality I want to become. A human personality is not fixed in any rigid way. There is a personality, I have to be me. I'm discovering the real me. There's no real me. There's the me you want to make. You change your personality according to what the Torah says is you're supposed, what you're supposed to be. I have ideas. Change your ideas. This is the way ideas the Torah says you're supposed to have. Everything is every. Just the Rama says the one thing you're not in control. Rama says in Shmuel's problem. That's your dreams. Now. That's number one. Number two, very important Rambam. It's both in Perish Mishnayos and in Yad HaChazaka. I'm talking about what it takes to get into Olam Haba. So Rambam says, if the ultimate Shechar V'Onesh of a human being is Olam Haba, so why is the Torah only mentions Shechar V'Onesh B'Olam Hazeh? What do we say every day? Everything is about what happens in this world. Parshas B'Chuchos of Yisram Daish is Bosa, Bosa Yasek is Doish. Chol Se Telech. Ram says it's MS. It's true. But Ram says there are two types of Jews. There's one sort of Jew who does all the mitzvahs down diktu goro ar pratach, but he does not have Zchus HaTorah. Without the Zchus HaTorah, there is no of Limud HaTorah, there is no Olam Haba. Number one, mitzvahs count for Olam Haba if it's together with Zchus HaTorah. The Rambam is coming from a Gemara. Gemara says on the Pasuk, "Kiner mitzvah the Torah or the mitzvah is like a candle, and Torah is like an all-enveloping light." Gemara says, "Ner mitzvah, a ner, a candle, is dolek l'shoah. It's temporary. It burns out. It's an all-enveloping light that stays forever." So the Gemara turns around and says, "Noshim b'mezachin." So does that mean women don't have a chelik in olam haba? No. Is this chus ha-tayri? By supporting their husbands and supporting their sons and making sure there's enabling tayri and learning tayri. But schar olam haba revolves around tayri. Once you have tayri, then mitzvahs jump in a part of it. But it is, olam haba is based on tayri. Ram says, but it's a prerequisite. And he's talking about the people who have no chelik in olam haba. Malbim pnei chavera barabim. So the certain people have no chelik in olam haba. They're totally evil people. Evil itself. Evil itself. So the neshama doesn't get that. The onus is that cut out of olam haba. He says there are people, Chazal say, even though the averes don't seem so big. Rambam says, because the Rambam believes the mitzvah of midas is to change who you are. The Rambam's view of olam haba is not like people normally think. People normally think, what is it? At the end of 120 years, there's a cash register. Okay, there's a computer. You have all these mitzvahs, that's the plus. You have all these averus, that's the minus. Plus, minus, okay, this is your final cheshbon. If you have final cheshbons in the plus, you go to olam haba. Your final cheshbons in the minus, you don't get to olam haba. So, Ram is much more sophisticated. He says, no. Every mitzvah I do impacts my neshama. Every aveira I do impacts my neshama. And during my lifetime, my neshama is being impacted by all the mitzvahs and aveiras that I do. After 120 years, a person's neshama separates from his guf. Then that neshama finds its place in olam haba, depending how you built that neshama during your lifetime. The mitzvah of midas is to change your neshama. If your neshama doesn't have midas tevis, it just doesn't belong in olam haba. You don't fit there. So in the Rambam's view, midas, but it's not only acting it, this is the mitzvah of the person, are very essential part of what the Torah demands of a person. Change yourself. Nowadays, you know, in pop psychology, no, you don't change yourself. You discover yourself. What does that mean? There's some real person down there, and that real person is waiting to be discovered. When you do that, then all of a sudden, you're into psychological bliss. Our view is totally different. There's a view of what you have to become as a person. You have to spend your life working on it to become that as a person. So when Rabbi Avram now moves into midos, that's very natural. And he talks about Torah Samaisim. Torah Samaisim is the very key thing. Shulchan Aruch begins, Shavisi Hashem Samaisim. I have to walk around as if I'm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence the entire time. If you do that, so then you understand very clearly which audience you're playing to. Because most of the time people play to different audiences. They play to different audiences. They're out for COVID, they're out for money. Okay. So we're talking about audience. That's Torah Semais. Akata no gedas lakatasos. So Torah b'shleimus ayidei tohora gumura b'mais. Omri tohora. When I say tohora, this kavantish tapes me miyoso b'kim ha-mitzus huvenis Hashem Yitzhah. It's the only thing that counts. It's a Kadosh Baruch. Not at all so simple. Not so simple. No. Last night, I had a fight with a Talmud of mine. He's in Shidduchim. He's a top young man. I said, 2 years you've been in Shidduchim, what's happened? So, he either has to marry the daughter of a major Rosh Yeshiva, the daughter of a major billionaire. In Shidduchim, all that is in mind is, how much COVID am I getting out of this? Okay, some people are learning Torah that way. Some people learn a lot of things that way. And to distract yourself. And that is why when I was talking in the Musi Shmus about Yaakov Avinu, Vayovet Yishimo, Vivosa Yaakov Lovado. Yes, it's a challenge at times in life in my Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's COVID, there's peer pressure, peer approval. And sometimes I sit down with people before the thing coming to yeshiva. What are your cheshbonos? True, I say, the choice of a yeshiva you make is probably the second most important, or maybe the first most important decision you make in your life. The two most important decisions you'll ever make in your life are what yeshiva you go to and who you marry. That's it. Now, when I sit with people, what are your cheshbonos? Cheshbonos there. What do the chevra say? What's the this and that and this and that? And like, there should be a simple cheshbon. The cheshbon should be where I'm going to grow the most in Torah Yerushalayim. Very rarely did I ever hear that. Every year, one or two Baruchim tell me that. Generally, it's this, it's that. Give you people an eitz. You're going to choose someday, you're going to choose who you marry. When you choose who you marry, what are you choosing? You're choosing who you're going to build your life with and who you're going to build your family with. Everything else is secondary. Everything else is totally secondary. And when you say who you build your life with, different people have different ideas of what it means to build their life. Build their life, how I'm going to build my economic life. I have a relative. He married the daughter of one of the wealthiest Jews. It must be 40-something years ago. One of the wealthiest Jews. Wealthiest Orthodox Jews in the United States. So he told me when he called me and said he was a chassid, he says, I didn't marry her for money. But I know if I only looked at girls who were from super wealthy fathers, I'd end up marrying one who had that. What was he concerned in Shaduchim? I'm building my economic future. His economic future, his Ruchni's future. What life are you building? What life are you building? What family are you building? What, you want to produce a family of multi-millionaires? You want to produce a family? And the many Cheshbonis people have. And in all of these things, he says, you're playing to an audience. Playing to, making life decisions, doing mitzvahs and the like. You have to play the audience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's this. Chen Yech Mem Shom, it's a Goran Shabbos, Goran Mor Kotten. Echalki, Emisha Choshen Oso Vimbo. People suspect him of doing things, and they're not true. Now, what does that mean? I can't do that. I have to make sure. But the thing is, if a person makes his life decisions with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the audience, and what are people going to think about this decision? And he doesn't care what people think about the decision. It's his focus. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu think about the decision? So inevitably it's going to end up people will accuse him of all sorts of false cheshbonos. And all sorts of people who don't understand what it means to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the focus of your decision making. Well, certainly they won't understand where he's coming from, so they'll suspect him of all sorts of. He says, number one. Number two. Okay. I make all my decisions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the audience. People think I'm an idiot. Question is, why am I making a decision to do X because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the audience? There are different reasons. There is because you're a Sahonish, you're a Sarombus, Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rama writes in Perek Yud Hilchos Tshuva, the highest motivation for Torah mitzvahs is not because my family taught me I have to do what it says in the Torah. Oh, I'm afraid that who knows? I'll fry in Gehenna forever and ever. No. What does Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? A person thinks through well what gives value to something. Gives value to something is its connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing that because connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs is the most valuable thing in this world. Now, so there are two things, he says, which audience you're playing to, and why you're playing to that audience. Now, he has slightly different, at least according to this translation, view of what Adas HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. It's not viewing value, but recognizing everything I got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what I owe him back. Chovas Hatzius. Zocharta ki yever hayisa b'mitzrayim. Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim, so I owe everything back. Okay. So he's talking about a number of different things. He says he's talking about midos, but here's a midah that he's talking about. It's not chanan, it's not ach. It's the midos of av of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Av of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just the question of certain actions you do. It's certain feelings that you have and building your neshama up to a point that you realize the most valuable thing my neshama can have is a connection with it. Now, he said that there are two ends. One is HaKadosh Baruch is not part of my cheshma at all. And HaKadosh Baruch is the only thing in my cheshma. He says most people fit into the middle. Okay. Right, we'll stop here today. Okay.